Aline Grimaud with Bach's Prelude No. 9 in E major, BWV 878, and the pianist with a beautiful performance there. It is The Oasis. Mark Wigmore here, and let's turn our focus to opera and our daily look at arts and culture. Against the Grain Theatre Company has been a vital and energetic source for opera lovers in this city, in this country, for young people. ATG has positioned its programming towards welcoming a new generation to these genres. Modern, accessible, and unique, both in how the team there produces opera, but also where it houses productions, often in schools or bars. Against the Grain has received over 25 Dora Award nominations to date. Joel Ivany is the founder and artistic director and also takes shifts working with Opera and Banff, the Canadian Opera Company, the Toronto Symphony Orchestra, and really companies all over North America, a true talent. And in light of the pandemic, Joel and his team have taken over the internet with its YouTube channel, Facebook, Twitter, and Twitch. Against the Grain has pivoted to weekly online interviews and opera pubs. We'll talk about that more in a moment, all while working with partners at the Yukon Arts Center and Vancouver Opera. It is my pleasure to welcome back the industrious Joel Ivany to The Oasis. Welcome.
Thank you, Mark. It's good to at least talk to you this way.
No kidding. Where are you, by the way?
I'm in Toronto, and as I've been for a while, we had a couple excursions. We did some camping and stuff like that in Northern Ontario for a little bit of a break.
Good for you.
Yeah, back in the city.
Yeah, it's good to have you here. And tell us about this last couple of months for you. I know you had a lot planned well beyond Against the Grain, and you still do, I'm sure. But we talk about this pivot with Against the Grain. What was important for you to continue with the work that the company does?
So what was important for us, you know, myself along with several others, you know, I was one of the first where we had our dress rehearsal at Edmonton Opera of Candide that was, we did the full dress rehearsal for a bunch of students, and then it was the whole kind of province and the rest of Canada shut down right after that. So we never saw opening night, but one thing that we've taken into this is just this need to support our artists as best that we can. Mm-hmm. And so part of that meant we weren't able to produce an opera, but we're able to give half of the fees to everyone, even though we never even met to do our first rehearsal. And out of that desire to support, we decided to try to learn what we can from live streaming. We were fortunate enough to have produced La Boheme with CBC Arts in the fall, which was a wonderful eye-opener for us, and that really positioned us to kind of make the connections that we needed and sort of assess the equipment that we would need to transition our company to be much more technology savvy and also keep the arts going at a time when people just weren't sure where things were going to go.
There's a couple of elements that have really been featured through your various digital channels. So one of those is your chats online. Last week you had the great Peter Sellers, I know a favorite of so many in this city and all over the world. What is that experience for theater fans? What are these chats all about, and what are people taking away once they enjoy one?
What's great about these, and again, In next week, I'm talking to Adam Egoyan, a great filmmaker and opera director himself, is that often we don't ever get to really see these people literally in their homes, but also just talking about how they're handling this situation in this very difficult time, and where they're seeking beauty, where they're seeking rest, and sort of lessons that they've learned along the way, which could be great for young singers in our industry now, and also people who've lived along with them throughout their careers. So it's great just to get a very honest and raw reaction from these incredible artists.
I've taken in several from various arts organizations just over the last couple months, and maybe it's not totally intuitive to say, yeah, I'm going to, you know, make some time for that. But I have to say it's been really, really rewarding
to just go behind the scenes with some of my favorite artists and creators, and well worth investing in. Now, Against the Grain is famous for its opera pub experiences, but you've moved these intimate concerts online. Tell us what happens here, and I guess you've got a show coming up tonight.
Exactly. We've got a show tonight which coincides with another pivot that we had to make. Is this was our third summer of offering a what we call the National Opera Intensive, which is a training forum looking at contemporary opera for young singers across Canada and North America. And we pivoted to an online format for this season. And we kind of prefaced it 10 days ago, sort of saying, we do not have all the answers. We're going to try our very best, and let's fail together, and let's learn what we can together. And overall, it's been really incredible to try new things. Masterclass in a Zoom setting is a phenomenal experience, and something that we've learned from and will want to share in the future, just to know how certain things work, how to coach online and what settings and what formats work best. But the culmination is tonight, where all 12 singers will be singing. So if you want your taste of opera, and for now our offerings are online on, as you mentioned, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Twitch, if you follow our handle to do that. But it's a way to hear opera, and it's hosted, so it will be explained, and you're encouraged to have your beverage in hand. And it's a lot easier because you can walk to your own fridge instead of going to the bar.
I do love that. And as we listen to these singers, as we hear the chat, I mean, it is fantastic for young singers to tune in, but also just opera lovers as well, and really take in this intimate experience. And you've got a great host in David and so on. You know, we all need friends right now, especially when it comes to the arts community. It sounds like you've been reaching out to various other groups across the country.
Well, and that's what it is, too, is that it's so easy to look insular at your own organization, but to know that we're all in this together. And conversations with partners like the Yukon Arts Center, who are very far from Toronto, yet, like everyone is finding, through Zoom, through FaceTime, we're just a button click away. And so for them to sort of say, we want to share with our audience what you're doing, and we'll sponsor this, is by giving actual dollars, is a wonderful sort of gesture. And a few other opera companies are coming on board to just sort of say, we're in this together, what can we do to support, and we're behind this endeavor. So it's just wonderful to see, and to see the creativity from all these different organizations and what will be coming. We're all sort of devastated by these postponements, but we will get through this, and there is hope on the other side. And that's what we're believing in right now.
We are starting to see these twinkles of live performance and so on coming back to the city. What is your hope over the next year? Can you even think about post, you know, the upcoming season and so on?
So we're doing our best to plan what we can, given the difficult parameters. We're even seeing like difficult situations, like the National Ballet was having to cancel
the Nutcracker, yeah.
Mm-hmm. The Nutcrackers. So it's really hard to tell. I hope with all my heart that in January that I'll be able to do Carmen at the Canadian Opera Company. But for now, we're looking to partner with organizations that I've had connections with and our company has to produce some online content. But also when it is safe enough to do so, that we will be out there in our community back giving live opera, which I think everyone will say is what we want. So we're just kind of waiting and itching for when that can happen.
Joel, you had such an incredible year planned. It boggles the mind to think about all the things you were going to do, but maybe still will. So we're excited for that. Founder and artistic director with Against the Grain. And thank you for being here. Thank you for shedding some light on what you've been up to.
Thank you so much, Mark. And I just appreciate what you're doing and how you're bringing in people to talk about how they're doing. So thank you so much.
And of course, tonight on the Against the Grain YouTube channel, Facebook, Twitter, and Twitch, you can enjoy the Opera Pub Next Generation, 8 p.m. So you can enjoy that. You're listening to The Oasis. There's the music of John Barry.